Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
Are 10-year-olds mature enough to make life-altering, irreversible medical decisions? That was the question being debated yesterday as the House Judiciary Committee took up consideration of Senate Bill 99, a bill to ban so-called gender-affirming care in minors. For those who may not know, affirming care, also known as anatomical mutilation or gender reassignment surgery, has exploded in recent years. It usually begins with heavy doses of testosterone or estrogen, depending on whether the person wants to accentuate male or female characteristics. Giving testosterone to a girl results in the growth of facial hair, larger muscles, and a deeper voice. Those who choose to continue the process can then move on to irreversible surgeries, such as a double mastectomy in the case of girls. For those who begin the process at a very young age, puberty blockers are usually prescribed to arrest sexual development, followed by hormone treatments and eventually surgery. In the case of Chloe Cole, she began puberty blockers at the age of 12, moved on to hormones at age 13, had a double mastectomy at age 15, then realized she made the biggest mistake of her life. The problem is, there was no going back. What was done, the damage was irreversible. And that's the point. Senate Bill 99 does not ban gender reassignment procedures, it simply says wait until you're 18. It's become clear in similar hearings that the medical establishment is all in on the side of transitioning kids, no matter their age. In yesterday's hearing, they said surgeries on minors are not done in Montana and blockers and hormones are completely reversible. But is that really true? In testimony on another bill, a transgender witness let it slip that surgeries are indeed being performed in Montana, and we've known for years that heavy doses of cross-sex hormones can result in permanent sterility in women and increase cardiovascular disease in men. They can also result in psychological problems and long-term problems with bone density. Much of yesterday's hearing focused on the long-term effects of puberty blockers, since blockers are used to treat gender dysphoria in patients as young as 9 or 10. The medical community was steadfast and united in their insistence that blockers are perfectly safe and reversible. But is that really the case? In a recent article published just this month, Dr. Susan Bradley, who helped pioneer gender-affirming care in Canada, says, quote, "We were wrong. Puberty blockers are neither safe nor reversible," end quote. She founded the Child and Adolescent Gender Identity Clinic in Toronto and has been prescribing puberty blockers for the past 23 years. Based on recent studies, Dr. Bradley said, quote, "We were wrong. They're not reversible as we had always thought. And they have long-term effects on kids' growth and development, including making them sterile and quite a number of things affecting their bone growth," end quote. Which takes us back to the intent of the bill, which simply says, wait till you're 18. One witness who submitted testimony said he was in his 40s when he underwent sex reassignment surgery. As a father of four, it cost him his marriage. He has since detransitioned after living for years as a woman, and in testimony, he said thank goodness he didn't transition as a minor. If he had, he would never have his four beautiful children. Children should never make life-altering, irreversible decisions, and Senate Bill 99 will ensure that kids are protected until they're mature enough to fully understand the consequences. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.